Chapter 3. A Look into the Future. At dinner that evening, Jordan asked, "Dad, when is the big football game between Templeton and Stonegate?"
"It's tomorrow evening," answered Mr. Connolly immediately.
"Are you sure?" asked Jordan.
"Yes, I am," answered Mr. Connolly.
"Why do you ask?"
"Well, this afternoon, there was a football game on television," said Jordan.
"I think Templeton and Stonegate were playing."
"That's not possible," said Mr. Connolly.
"The big games are always on television in the evenings, not in the afternoons. Maybe you saw a non-league game."
"It wasn't a non-league game," thought Jordan.
"What's wrong, Jordan?" asked Mrs. Connolly. "You look confused."
Jordan forced a smile.
"I feel great, Mum, really," he answered.
He wanted to talk about the football game, but he decided to wait and call his friend John after dinner.
Jordan helped clear the table. Then he went upstairs to call John from the telephone in his bedroom.
"We're all coming to your house tomorrow evening to watch the game, aren't we?" asked Jordan.
"Sure. Why are you asking?" asked John.
"Well," said Jordan, "I was watching Channel 4 this afternoon and I saw a football game with the same teams. Maybe that was the big game and the time was changed."
"That's impossible," said John. "Channel 4 never shows football games, and I haven't heard any news about time changes. Everybody is still coming to my house tomorrow evening."
At school the next day, Jordan, John, and three other friends sat down together at lunchtime.
"Are we still meeting this evening then?" asked John.
"Yes."
"What time?"
asked Bruce.
"Come before the game, at about 7, said John.
"Oh, I must tell you, according to Jordan, the game was on TV yesterday afternoon."
Everybody looked at Jordan and laughed.
He was very embarrassed.
"Well, Jordan, maybe you can tell us the final score then," said Benji.
"Yes, and who scored the goals?" asked Nigel.
"I only saw the last few minutes of the game," answered Jordan. "But this evening, I'll tell you about the final goal before the end of the game. Then you'll believe me."
The other boys looked at each other. The bell rang at the end of the school day, and Jordan went home to watch a program on the new TV.
"Maybe I'll see another strange football game like I saw yesterday," he thought.
Jordan sat on the sofa opposite the TV, took the remote control, and pressed the Channel 4 button. Channel 4 was working perfectly. Jordan was surprised.
"Will the screen go blank today?" he thought. "Maybe yesterday was the only strange day."
Jordan sat on the sofa and waited for his favourite programme. At exactly 5:30, the television screen went blank. "It happened at the same time yesterday," thought Jordan. He was very excited. He took the remote control and pressed the Channel 4 button. Nothing happened. He pressed the button again. Once, twice, three times. A picture appeared on the screen, but it wasn't very clear. Jordan could hear something indistinctly.
but it wasn't a football game. It sounded like a rock concert.
Jordan took the remote control again and pressed 4 a few more times. The picture became clearer and clearer each time. It was a rock concert. A famous rock group, Rakia, were playing on a big stage in front of thousands of excited fans. The song ended and the audience applauded loudly. Then Mike Summers, the band singer, made an announcement to the audience.
"Thank you to all our fans. You're a great audience," he said. "And now, the big surprise to end tonight's concert. A new and very talented young artist. He's performing with us for the first time. Please welcome my son, the one and only Ace."
The audience applauded loudly again while father and son stood on each side of the microphone singing one of Mike's famous songs. While they were singing, Jordan ran to the computer and searched for entertainment news on the internet. He found a long article about the concert. "Rakia Concert, Hyde Park, tomorrow night," said the headline. A smaller headline said, "Surprise guest will appear at end of concert. Who will it be?" Jordan knew the answer to that. He printed the article and put it in his pocket.